It's time for the Aftergrind. Aftergrind. Inspiring first-class interviews and strategy from entrepreneurs and thought leaders. The exclusive podcast for ambitious guys grinding out their six-figure missions with your host, Dylan Summerfield.
Guys, welcome to the Aftergrind. It's your host Dylan here, bringing you tonight's podcast. I just realized this is so funny. I just did pretty much like the whole podcast a second ago, and then I looked at the screen and the audio waves that are usually like going up and down when I'm recording on the screen, they were just like gone. They were just flat the whole time. And then I looked back and I was like, oh damn! I just literally recorded the whole podcast on mute, like with the microphone turned off. That is so silly. So I'm going to have to do it again because we've got to get it out there. It's good fun anyway. So I'm back after a couple of days off just due to personal and personal health reasons. I won't go into it just now. I'll go into it maybe at some other time. I like being open and vulnerable with you guys about things happening in my life. I think it's the best way. I don't think now is quite the right time just yet, but maybe coming in the coming few episodes or few weeks, we'll get into that. But I'm back and I'm back and I'm reloaded, and it's funny using the term reloaded because it's my brother's birthday. It's technically his birthday tomorrow, but I celebrated his birthday yesterday, being Saturday. Made him breakfast and took him out shooting, so that was good fun. Just went to a firing range in the city and shot a bunch of pistols, four pistols each, just shot at a bunch of targets. It's really good fun because he'd never done it before, and I've only done it once, so it's a really cool, fun thing. But yeah, so the podcast, I mean, I just want to take a quick moment to kind of, I'm just really grateful about this whole book thing. So the book's at print now. It's probably going to be printed the next couple of weeks and in the airspace at the moment. So it's happening. I'm going to be receiving my first lot of books from my order coming to me by about November 18, they said, hot off the press. Boy, I wish I had the access to be able to see it actually on the press. That'd be so cool. But I don't have that kind of power just yet. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, I'm really grateful for the fact that I was able to conquer that project, because it was honestly a hell of a project. I literally went from just staring at a blank Word document, like literally staring at a blank, well, pages document, like just sitting there, cursors flashing, like nothing on there. Like, how do I structure a book? How do I do this? How do I do that? And it's funny, like, since I like conquered this project, I look at other books and I'm like constantly reading these other books and looking at the cover. I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have had that on my cover. And oh, I would use a different font there. And oh, I would have put this chapter above that chapter. It's so funny when you write a book, you realize that books aren't just these magical, perfect things, which you think they are. They're like, they're more like, you know, they're just where someone decided to draw the line with their project. You know, that's where they drew the line. The book's done. Get it out there, right? And that's what I've had to do. That's how you get things done. You publish something. Same with any product, really. And you can criticize it. You can critique it. Or critique, it's a better word. You can critique it. You can, like, suggest improvements. But it's like, at the end of the day, you got to draw the line somewhere and get out there to start helping people. And I'm also, like, super grateful. I'm also super grateful for the fact that breaking through this project has not only completed the book and shown that I can write a book, and now I've got tons of book ideas that I want to do next and stuff. It's like, not only that cool stuff, but literally I have broken the psychological pattern underneath what was holding me back for so long. And that is a powerful thing, like seriously powerful thing, getting goosebumps talking about it. But it's like this. So think about, we all, no matter what we do in life, we always create these subconscious patterns in our behavior. And it's really important to become aware of them so we can change them if they're undesirable, aka if they're not serving us and our goals. So I had this pattern, like many of you probably have, where, and I still have it to some degree, but I'm still just smashing through it and you know, reworking it, where the pattern is like, you know, there must have been projects in school and stuff, and all, you know, after school at uni, and through my first, you know, job and everything like that. This pattern of not having to see things through to the end, and this pattern of being able to quit and coming up with a really cool idea and a really cool project, and maybe even starting it, jumping full in, thinking about it all night, getting all excited about it, you know, just immersed, telling everyone about it and getting them excited about it, and then just not doing it, which is just stupid. And so I was like, you might even work really hard doing it, but then you get to a point where you're like, no, like this, and you give up, and then, or you justify why you quit doing it or whatever, and boom, it's like all of a sudden you're just in this bad spot where, you know, you're a person who has, you just run the pattern your whole life, right? So, and I realized this pattern, like I started the book 9 months ago, stopped multiple times, questioned myself, like all kinds of weird psychological justifications for why I wasn't going to do it, which is just nonsense. And so I eventually overcome it because I just pushed through, but it was bloody hard. I think you can hear from some of my old podcast episodes the past couple of weeks, like there was days where I was just like laying there in bed, I was like, am I going to do this? What am I wasting time? Like, is this going to happen? Is this going to help anybody? Is anyone going to read it? What if the publisher rejects it? You know, like it's just trash. So like all those silly thoughts are just trash. So it was just really, really tricky working out how, it was really tricky working out how to get through that. But I mean, ultimately I used a bunch of strategies. Probably number one was just like ignoring all signs or anything and just going for it every day for so long, just brute forcing my way through it. When you attempt massive projects like that, where you can't really finish the project in a month or 2 months, let alone in a few days, like you got to keep just having faith that what you're doing is contributing to the cause, even if next month or next week you delete half of what you did and start part of it again. Like, you know, you're several steps back and then you keep moving forward. You just keep getting it done. It will get done eventually. And I've still got, and think about books as well. Like, I've got all these design improvements and all these like extra bonuses I'm going to add to the next edition when I redo it, probably like next year or something like that sometime. So, you know, it's how it goes. But I really want to challenge you guys who are listening, and I really appreciate you guys, the listeners. Like, it's a really cool thing to have you guys tuning in regularly, even, and a lot of you guys just tune in regularly. I'm really grateful for that. It's a really cool thing. So I hope I can keep this valuable for you guys, keep you guys motivated. I called it the after grind for a reason. It's the after grind. It's like, listen to this after work or listen to this after something and get yourself in the mood to grind or get some work done, get some planning, get some something done. And yeah, I guess what's next for me, as I kind of alluded to before, I had a little bit of a personal thing, and which is going to be all right, with time and stuff like that. But it's really given me one of those moments, those really like blessing in disguise moments where I'm able to really reassess and refocus really clearly, specifically, what am I trying to achieve here? What am I trying to do? How am I supposed to serve people? Like, what is the way forward? Like, what are the plans to follow? And really, you know, spend a whole day, kind of half the day at the beach, you know, chat with a mate this afternoon as well down the beach. Spend the rest of the evening down there planning, working things out. And I've got like this really awesome plan now. So went from confusion to clarity in like one evening. And that's something you can do as well in pretty much whatever project you're taking on right now. So guys, wherever you're at right now, I know I'm posting this pretty late. It's like, well, it's actually quite late. It's like 10 p.m. But like, if you can get into this habit of like before your week starts, or definitely before your next day starts, writing down your top priorities of what you need to achieve tomorrow, what you want to get done and focus on tomorrow, what your intentions are, then you can really get to a point, you know, it just makes your stuff so, like, this takes all the stress out of what you're trying to achieve. So that's what I've been doing this evening. And yeah, pumped for a new week. I kind of see everything's going to work. So guys, that's the podcast for tonight. Thanks for tuning in. You hear from me tomorrow. Peace.
You've been experiencing the Aftergrind with Dylan Summerfield. Got a topic or want to be on a future show? Reach out and never let the place you start dictate where you finish.